Listen to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes now to uncover the world's darkest truths. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for you people. This is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly.
Right. You can't
for Joe Giglio
down,
today. Alongside Hugh Douglas. All right. What do we got today, Kyle?
Kyle must feel like such an idiot after yesterday.
He does not.
It's a very odd way to say thank you for saving the Philly season. Try again.
Well, yeah. Kyle wants to be lauded. He thinks he was in the right.
Oh, I was, but anyway. Quick one. Do the Eagles build a statue for Jerry Jones?
It's a great idea. Maybe we should. They've been to a championship game in 30 years.
The idea of that seems to have disgusted Hugh Douglas.
Yeah, that's a lot.
How many championship games have the Eagles been to since the Cowboys have been to one? Like 10?
Well, let's see. Four, five,
four,
right with Andy.
Five with Andy.
Seven, eight.
Eight. Nine.
You're close.
Nine.
You
yeah,
close.
Nine of them. How about that?
Wow. Thank you, Jerry.
Well, what happened to the music? We haven't played the music at the beginning?
I faded it down, man.
Oh, okay. Sorry. What else we got?
Hold on.
I like the music.
Fill in for a few days and acts like he runs the whole place.
I know. I just like the music. Well, what else we got?
It's very clear that Hugh Douglas hates Kyle.
Kyle who? Which one?
I think he means Kyle Schwarber.
Quinn? Seriously?
It's very clear. Yep.
It's almost like you don't know if you like him or don't like him.
No, I just find that perplexing. Now, we go at it, yeah. But as far as hate is strong. Hate is strong.
It's interesting how it's clear.
Yeah.
Look, it's.
I don't think Hugh hates Kyle at all. I think he loves Kyle.
I mean, I just find that weird to say. Somebody's like, I don't know.
Yep.
Now, I've hated some people, but Kyle's not one of them.
Yeah, I don't think you hate Kyle. No. What else we got?
Hugh Douglas is embarrassing. You're an Eagles legend. Act like one.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Yeah, what did you do today?
I don't know, but wow, I like it when...
How do you act like an Eagles legend, first of all?
Yeah, what does that
like? Do you want Hugh to, like...
Like, run around to my, hey,
what are you doing with your arms?
Hey, I play for the Eagles. Hey, you know, hey, treat me with respect.
surprised Hugh would even attend a barbecue because that means small talk.
That's true.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
But there has to be drinks.
Listen, yeah. If I had a couple gummies, I'd probably sit in the corner just smile and giggle. When I hung out with Spike and the guys in New Orleans, I just dozed off and laughed the whole time.
Dozed off and laughed. Sounds like you.
I would wake up every night. No, listen. I had the most fun watching Spike crash out because of the dinner that Elliot chose that didn't have any vegan options.
Oh, no.
That was the absolute best.
Tom Kelly is way more miserable, I've noticed, when he's hosting by himself. He must hate Buzz and Fran Rojas.
Not entirely inaccurate.
I'm not a big fan of Fran.
Oh, really? You don't like Fran?
No, because
I'm not a big fan of Buzz.
Is it because of the parlays that he's giving him?
No, he gave me some good parlays. But one day we were at McGurk's, right?
Oh, boy.
And I said, hey, Fran, order me a sandwich, right? Order me what you got, right? And he ordered me a sandwich and didn't tell me he had Emmanominé on his plate. And I'm like, what I'm going to do with this? The sandwich was good, though, by the way. Shout out to McGurk's. But I was not prepared. And Emmanominé wasn't that bad either.
Okay.
I mean, to be honest. But I didn't want that. I didn't want Emmanominé.
And you like, but you like Buzz because he's ladies.
Well, but Buzz is a lady killer. He's a ladies man.
Crazy.
Heartthrob Buzz in the building.
Hugh Douglas is looking like a pack of Oreo cookies today.
Blue. I guess it's the blue.
Yeah. It's the beard color or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Hugh is way too fluffy to act like he's never had a good burger. Coming at your weight again, man.
That is not true.
Man, this is nice. Nobody come for me today. This is great.
I am not fluffy.
Wow, Tom Kelly looks like the second string equipment manager for the Cleveland Browns.
Come on, I'm at least first string.
Backup equipment manager is tough.
That's
TK looks like a UPS delivery guy that poorly handles all of your deliveries.
Poorly.
Yeah. Get reported.
Accurate.
Don't care enough. TK looks like he loves meatloaf. I don't quite get that.
What's meatloaf? What the hell does that mean?
Dude, meatloaf ain't bad, though.
It's not a big meatloaf.
Question, honestly. I noticed at the end. Is meatloaf considered a struggle meal?
Maybe because it once was. I like a good meatloaf.
It's just like meat and ketchup. Mm-hmm. Like basically, yeah. That's all meatloaf is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that that's?
I guess depends on what you're putting in the meatloaf. Yeah. TK, pick between these two: Tom Kelevitz or Small Jolovitz.
I'll go with Kelevitz. That's
Small Jolovitz sounds.
Come Small on. Jolovitz that, is
these,
great.
Yeah, these yeah, jolly sounds, cops are just, Jolovitz I don't know where not, they're coming from.
Yeah, that's
Small
great.
Jolovitz is pretty clever, though.
Yeah.
I'll give that to him. All right, last one. Hugh Douglas should be nicer to Jerry Jones. They'll be sharing a room soon enough.
That is not nice. That is not nice.
I think Jerry going to go before I go. Hopefully.
I got my fingers crossed. I'll say, I think they took it a little easy on me today.
Yeah,
better than most days.
Yeah, it was a mixed bag today.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a lot to go around.
Yeah, so we got a winner for Friday. Friday. Who do you guys want to go with? What do you guys think of Lou?
With the sandwiches?
Yeah,
the Cubans. Yeah, them Cubans sound pretty interesting.
I'm with you.
When he got the sandwich press, that means he puts time and effort into the sandwiches that he's making.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Lou in Bethlehem. Like, he is the winner. Lou, you win a pair of tickets to see the Delaware State Hornets host the Norfolk State University Spartans at Lincoln Financial Field on Thursday, October 30th. Eagles legends DeSean Jackson and Michael Vick return to Lincoln Financial Field to face off in their first year as D1 head coaches. Fans can get their tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. Thanks to Kyle Quinn producing the show. Fun day today, Hugh. Joe and Hugh will be back up on Tuesday, day after Labor Day. Stay tuned.
By the way, I'll be in with Robbie E. on Monday.
Oh, Kyle, in for Robbie E. on Monday. I'll be in on Monday morning with Alan Ashland, so that should be a fun show. Stay tuned. Coming up from Chickies and Pete's, it's Broads and Marcus Hayes. They're up next right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace!
Tune in to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, a Crime House original podcast to uncover the world's darkest secrets. Find Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes wherever you get your podcasts.